Hare Krishna. So here we are answering questions. Here's one from Achyuta Gopi, Devidasi, who was a resident of New Vrindavan, and after some years it was suggested to her by the temple council that she reside outside the temple because her health situation was such that the temple was not able to actually maintain her. And so here her question is, in this case, what is the dharmic thing to do for a single woman? Should she get married? Should she go back to her in-laws? Should she live alone? And just a little review of our system here in Hungary, which is that after Bhakta program, initial 1 year training, we let devotees do voluntary service for 4 years, another 4 years, which means a total of five. And then after that, there has to be a real decision. Should this devotee continue on as a lifelong volunteer or missionary, or sometimes use the word monk, or should they actually resume life as supporters, donors, congregation members? And of course, that decision is based on a mutual understanding by both the individuals concerned, as well as by the temple management, the temple authorities. And the considerations are obviously what someone's nature, guna karma, is he really someone who can live in a dependent lifestyle in the future for the rest of their lives? Is that person's service or the type of service that's required of them, their varna, are they able to stick to that? And the consideration of health is also there. Or can they do a lifelong, or at least up until old age, service for the society that makes it financially viable for the society then to both maintain them during their lives and then when they become less productive and ultimately not so productive in their old age, as well as caring for all of their health needs and health concerns. And in the case of Achyuta Gopi, the health concern was so overriding that it was suggested that her having a certain level of independent means that she the society couldn't take responsibility for her, and so she went back to the city that she came from, Solnok, and she's there practicing Krishna consciousness and how to deal with that issue. Of course, the issue would come up anyway, whether she'd become full-time devotee or not, because it's a health concern that was sort of something that she brought with her and is part of her. But the question is really a very relevant one, is how do devotees find shelter, and particularly here in the case of single women, when full-time, they're no longer engaged in full-time service, living in the shelter of a close-knit community. And the immediate answer in this case is that the community in Solnok, where she's gone back to the community of devotees, which does exist, is the ideal to provide that type of shelter. And our more specific plan than that is the counselor system, which we've set up in Budapest in the farm, and now we're working on developing in the rest of the Yatra, is exactly meant to be serving that purpose, which is giving the association to serious-minded devotees who who want the shelter of Vaishnavas, who want to be able to progress in Krishna consciousness, and who need assistance in solving such practical problems as she raises, should I at this age get married? This is a brief answer to that. Although perhaps some may answer no, and there are certain circumstances where Srila Prabhupada could have recommended, well, just serve Krishna. Although that was generally in the context of living in a temple, I wouldn't discount, just because knowing the practicalities of living in the world that we live in and how difficult it is actually to maintain a single lifestyle, that if a suitable spouse can be found who's both Krishna conscious, has a similar outlook in life and in on the Grihastha Ashram, and makes a suitable partner who does provide that type of protection, I wouldn't object. In fact, it may be something that particularly circumstances warranting that I would support. But the question isn't something that really I at a distance should answer, but rather the local devotees, community of devotees, if they work together at close enough quarters in order to have those type of council system that actually helps others resolve these particular questions, then that is actually the venue in which to really address the details that naturally come up as to who, why, how long, where, etc., etc. So once again, as sort of heard me recommend before, I'm trying to answer this in principle, although I know Chuka Kopi well, and it's a personal question, and I'm trying to emphasize the importance, as I see, of the counselor system as to actually deal with the legitimate needs of devotees of different levels of Krishna consciousness, commitment to Krishna consciousness, geographical location. It's not something that spiritual masters or GBCs are able to really do justice to, and it would be a real turnabout and development in our Krishna consciousness movement if more and more, and I'm seeing the benefits of that here in Hungary, devotees in applied and instituted this counselor system to give guidance and to give shelter to Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Whether communities are able to develop to the stage where they can give financial assistance, that sounds very ideal. I know that it's not something that would immediately be manifest here in Hungary, but I know that in Mumbai that practice is already sort of coming into play. And thus, although she began her question about Sri Dharma, the real greater question is Vaishnava Dharma, and how Vaishnavas keep together, stick together, in order to resolve all of these complex issues that arise by our living in the material world in Kali Yuga at a very, very disturbed time, which means that practicing Krishna consciousness is something that we need help with, and it's not something that devotees can figure out for themselves alone by themselves. So I hope that that answered at least the question that Achyuta Gopi gave, and that she finds that type of shelter and security as the counselor system develops within the Hungarian Yatra in the foreseeable near future. Hare Krishna.